Research. Understanding the potential of prism glasses. Professor Dan Smith, Department of Psychology, Durham University, is investigating the effectiveness of prism glasses in people living with PSP. Here he explains why this is so important. People with PSP commonly experience a paralysis of the eyes, which prevents them from looking downwards. This makes everyday tasks like reading, eating, or using devices challenging. Prism glasses, which bend light from the lower visual field to allow users to see down, are often recommended. However, despite their promise, little scientific evidence supports their usefulness for people with PSP. Prism glasses have been used effectively for conditions like double vision. We did a literature review last year. We found only 2 published studies, and both were single case reports. That's nowhere near enough to justify recommending them widely, so we decided to ask people with PSP to share their experiences. We designed a questionnaire that was completed by 50 people living with PSP. About half had never heard of prism glasses. Of those who had, some tried them and gave up because they were too heavy, lacked instructions, or just didn't seem to work. But there were also glimmers of potential. Many who use them describe wearing them while eating, one of the tasks where looking down is essential. One of the reasons why people gave up on prism glasses may be the lack of training or guidance on how to use them. Lessons from stroke rehabilitation show that training can improve outcomes, yet no such program exists for PSP. More research is needed to develop evidence-based guidelines and training to improve the use and effectiveness of prism glasses for people with PSP. This is why we want to investigate this area further, so we're applying for a £25,000 grant from PSPA to run a pilot study. The pilot study will provide people with PSP prism glasses and guide them through tasks and ask them to feedback on what works and what doesn't. We're hoping to answer questions such as, how long does it take to adapt? Which tasks are they useful for? What kind of prism lens helps in different stages of the disease? PSP is complex and doesn't present the same way in everyone. Some people have severe eye movement issues, others don't. The ability to adapt to the shifted visual input varies widely, and because PSP affects motor control, some people may never adapt to the glasses, no matter how well designed they are. So, we're going back to basics. We're asking people how they experience the glasses, and we'll be speaking to them about how to improve them. This may be lighter frames, adjustable prisms, or simply better instructions. An interesting technological development is custom-made glasses with flexible prism inserts, which the wearer can adjust for reading or eating. We'd like to explore the value of this technology to people with PSP. New cognitive test has potential to help earlier diagnosis. Alongside my research into prism glasses, I'm also looking at what kind of attention problems people with PSP have. With funding from the Dunhill Medical Trust, my team did a study where they asked 29 people with PSP and 29 people with Parkinson's disease to complete a 5-minute test called the Bell's test as part of a larger research project on attention and memory in PSP. The test measured how quickly and accurately a person can find and circle target objects presented among distractor objects. Successful performance relied on eye movements to search through the objects, arm movements to circle the objects, and planning skills to implement an effective search strategy. The results showed that the Bell's test correctly detected PSP in 100% of patients with the disease. People with PSP currently waiting an average of 3.5 years for an accurate diagnosis. This is very harmful, not just for planning care, but also for clinical trials, where it's always more effective to test new therapies in people early on in their disease progression. The next stage is to conclusively establish the effectiveness of the Bell's test at accurately classifying PSP and Parkinson's disease at an early stage of disease progression with a much larger group. To do this, we are applying for a major National Institute for Health and Social Care Research, NIHR grant, worth £4.6 million. If we secure this funding, we will follow over 600 people across several years to see whether this test does improve earlier diagnosis. We also want to design the study to be as accessible as possible for people with PSP. Many people struggle with mobility, so we want to conduct research in the community rather than in the clinic. Participants will be tested 3 times at 6-month intervals. We will analyse whether the changes in scores over time can accurately predict which patients go on to a confirmed diagnosis of PSP. We're asking people how they experience the glasses, and we'll be speaking to them about how to improve them. This may be lighter frames, adjustable prisms, or simply better instructions.